Jeff Langman joined here today by Nathan Lindsay from the Coon Rapids Baird football team as they get ready to head down and take on Griswold coming up on Friday night. Crusaders 2-1 on the season, coming off of a come-from-behind 64-62 win against Exirocrin Kimbledon last week. For Griswold, they are sitting right now 1-3 on the year, having gotten knocked off by Glidden Ralston last week. Coach, as always, good to catch up with you. How you doing?
Jeff, doing pretty good. Always good to talk to you on these Mondays.
You bet, Coach. I got to ask, it sounds like you must have survived the weekend and the rally from down nearly 30 points to come away with that win on Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night was, definitely one of those games that we definitely got out to one of those slow starts that bit us in the butt. But like you said, we survived in advance. A win is a win no matter by how much. And credit to Exira, they were a good group. But we, just kept battling, so we kept telling the kids, and obviously we all saw what Caden did on Friday night, and I'm just very thankful that he is on our team, because I would not like trying to figure out how to stop that kid.
Yeah, absolutely, and we'll talk about what he did here in a moment, but I know you're concerned the slow starts becoming a habit here early in the season.
Yeah, the slow starts obviously are not good, and for these, it hurt us against Cam. We couldn't scrape out of the hole. And then Exire, we put enough together to, get us out of that almost 30-point hole. It's just one of those things that still trying to figure out necessarily what it is. Like, we need to change up pregame, if we need to, do stuff earlier. Somehow, some way, need to just figure out what's going on with these slow starts. But you obviously can't afford to do that against good teams, because it will bite us in the butt. And it's just, we can't afford to be behind in what we're trying to do schematically on both sides of the ball.
Coach, now you mentioned that you wouldn't want to have to try and come up with a defensive plan on how to stop Caden or probably Ethan Bauer as well, two explosive guys in your backfield. But what do you think Griswold's looking to do to try and contain those guys, if not slow them down?
I think with Caden, I think the biggest thing is, just contain him. Like, Caden and Ethan are both good athletes. Like, they're going to get their numbers. So I think the Grizzlies probably going to still look at that Cam game, because Cam contained those two pretty well. And just limit those big plays. That's kind of, both those guys really rely on their feet. But it would just be containing, and I mean, both those guys have the capability of making people miss, whether it be Caden dancing around people or Ethan running right through you. So probably just really emphasizing that, hey, we got to, wrap up and tackle. Same thing we're having problems with right now.
Coach, staying on the offensive side for a moment here, Griswold's got some size up front. How do you feel like you guys can do in the offensive line, and what do you need to do to create those creases for those two guys to get those explosive plays that you want?
Yeah, Griswold's got, some of those bigger guys up front, kind of like Exira did. So we just got to do a good job of communicating and sticking to our fundamentals and all that stuff that's gotten us the success that we have had on the ground this year. Our line knows, our four guys up front know that the two guys behind them with Caden and Ethan, they know that those guys don't need – the big humongous holes, like the starting of the Red Sea thing. They just need a little sliver to slip through and make something happen. And, these three games, I think we've done that, but when we don't, it really hurts us and gets behind. But then those four up front really figure it out and get us going.
Who has stood out for you up front so far that's playing well?
I would say the four of them as a whole, but obviously our guy in the middle, Jackson Reich, our center, senior leader, all the things that you want up front. He holds the other two guards accountable. And then obviously he holds our tight end accountable whenever he's down and putting his hand in the dirt. We wouldn't be as successful on the ground without Jackson, with just all the varsity experience that he has. And then obviously just the leadership that he has. I told him, when I first got this promoted to head coach, I was like, you're going to be my center. Like, I need you to be a leader. And he accepted that role right away and hasn't looked back with it. So he's definitely probably the one guy that everyone kind of leans on. Like, he gets the line going whenever we get those slow starts or, can't get the ground game going. He's the one that, gets everybody going.
Coach, Griswold offensively haven't had a lot of explosive plays. Their running game kind of tries to get them, it looks like anyway, about, maybe 3 to 5 yards per play. They don't throw it a ton, but that's where their big plays have come from. So is it play action? What concerns you about their offense and how they try to move the ball?
I think the one thing that's concerning for us is they, Griswold, like you said, their big plays are where they make their money. So it's one of those they'll ground it out and they'll almost lull you to sleep, and then they'll hit you with that big play over the top. So the concerning part is just having our linebackers and DBs not falling asleep because they, get into their rhythm of running it and running it and running it, and then they dump that ball over the top, whatever it may be. So it's really just not falling asleep, still reading our keys, all that stuff that we'll talk about this whole week of practice.
Coach, the Laverty kid that seems to be their go-to receiver, how do they get him? Is it deep? Is he fast? What do they do to get him the ball?
Yeah, they kind of do. They kind of put him all over different levels of route running, that sort of stuff. He's one of their better athletes, so they do what they can to get him the ball, and it shows. So we'll definitely have to talk about, who we want on him, what we're doing, and then just obviously knowing down a distance wise what Griswold likes to do, what they're going to try and do, so that way we can key on him and know that's who they're looking for to make their big plays.
You mentioned we're talking here on a Monday. What's the practice plan for you guys? What's kind of the biggest things you're going to focus on going into this game?
Today, we'll talk about what we need to install and what we're just game planning for this whole week. Tomorrow and Wednesday we'll go more live, see how everything looks live, just communicating and everything, picking up the Laverty kid. Their quarterback's a pretty good athlete too, and then on the offensive side of the ball, just going through like all their what they'll throw at us defensively, communicating, finding the right holes, all that stuff. Then Thursday's our normal walkthrough, one last final tune-up, and then Friday we'll go on the road and get after it.
Yeah, you guys used to be in on the road a couple of games at home, now a couple of games in a row. Hard to believe for you that we're heading into week four already.
Yes and no. It's one of those things where after that first week gets underway, it goes by really fast, and it's just one of those you blink and it's already, like already week four. But then I just remember all the kids, struggling to get to that week one game, and that was the longest week ever. So yes and no, it kind of is a surprise, but it's also like just, it feels like it is week four. Like we've played three games already, and it shows. I feel like we've been getting better in little things every week. So hopefully we continue to do that.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time here today. Best of luck coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach again, Nathan Lindsay, with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They travel to Griswold coming up on Friday night.